Bolinda presents this unabridged recording of Mafia and Organized Crime, A Beginner's Guide, written by James O. Finkenauer and read by Dave Courvoisier. Organized crime is both more and less than the average person understands it to be. It is more pervasive, more dangerous, and more diverse, a worldwide problem, closely linked to concerns about global terrorism, and much more than the mafia of the popular media. It is less romantic, much less what I don't know won't hurt me in its impact, and a lot less Italian in its appearance. Perhaps most surprisingly, to a considerable degree, it owes its existence to people who consider they are upstanding, law-abiding citizens. In the words Walt Kelly put into the mouth of his cartoon character Pogo, "We have met the enemy, and he is us." So it is with much of organized crime. In the beginning, Clodius, an extraordinary character, was perhaps the world's very first godfather of organized crime. He flourished during the decade 59 to 50 BCE in ancient Rome. Said to be without any redeeming characteristics, he led a Roman mob for 5 years. Clodius defied justice, insulted the consuls, beat the tribunes, paraded the streets with a gang of armed slaves, killing persons disagreeable to him, and in the Senate itself he had high friends and connections, who threw a shield over him when his audacity had gone beyond endurance. Clodius's chief rival was another disreputable character and godfather-like figure, Milo. Milo's fame was gained in the schools of the gladiators. Gangs of armed slaves accompanied him everywhere, and there were constant collisions between his gang and Clodius's. A long struggle between these two ruffians ended with Milo murdering Clodius. Milo was impeached for this crime, he held public office at the time, and sent into exile at Massilia. Thus ended one of the earliest known gang wars.